Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for everything you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. Also, we're on MeWe the same way, we're on Gab the same way, and we're on Parler, the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, let's join Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, for hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, what would you say, Kyle, if I told you that the DOD memo has surfaced saying that the troops, the National Guard troops in D.C., may be there through the fall of 2021.
I had heard about that. That's right. Very interesting. Although I do think the new defense secretary was said to have been saying that he wanted to get the troops out of there as quickly as possible. Honestly, Captain, yes, that looks like that's what it's going to be for several months.
Well, apparently the politics involved in this coming from the Democrats is they're still afraid of their own shadow, and they feel they need that buffer there to take care of whatever it is they need to take care of.
Well, exactly. I would wonder if there is the level of intensity that something would happen if they took away the big fencing and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder about that. But at the same time, though, yes, it's a big political statement mm-hmm. that they're making right now. And we'd be remiss, Captain, if we didn't point out that typically the Democrat Party elite don't think a lot of law enforcement, at least in terms of the riots we saw over the summer. But now suddenly they seem to be pretty pro. Law enforcement.
Trump scared him yesterday with that drive-by and those people. And by the way, like I say, that was not an impromptu rally. They knew they were coming. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. Is this Nelson up there in the frozen tundra?
Yes. Although we're getting a lot of rain. And actually, I live in Madison County, which is very close to Live Oak and some of the other places, Jasper and so on. I have a confession to make. The radio station in Jasper no longer carries your first hour, and they only begin on the second and third and thereafter. I don't know why they do that, but I never – so. And I only mention that for this. As you know, we have just been celebrating President's Day.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to give you a quote by Harry Truman. It had to do with the police. October 16, 1947, Harry Truman admitted that he would employ in his administration something that was known as the police state mentality. At the federal level, Harry Truman was saying on October 16, 1947, that he would employ the police state methods. Well, I think every president since him has done it.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day.
Yeah, and as far as the station in Jasper, I don't know what to tell you. Everybody does what they want to do. Some stations carry this on delay. They don't carry the program live. Some people play an hour of it. Some people play 2 hours of it. Some people play three. And some people play four. It just all depends on what they're doing. And then some of these stations have what's called pay-to-play radio, where they might have a show that's paying to be heard on the air at a certain time. And a lot of shows want to be heard ahead of this one, Kyle.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. That's just kind of partly how radio works in
sure.
terms of the menu that
sure.
they can use.
But if you can't hear us in Jasper, gee whiz, you might be able to hear us in Jacksonville or Valdosta or Tallahassee or Ocala or Gainesville because we have affiliates there.
Well, that's right, and you might get the signal there. Exactly right.
Exactly. Yep. Okay, now let's go back to what we were doing here. The United States Postal Service, you joked about this. We joked about this earlier. They're planning on raising the postage rates. Now, the Postal Service must be feeling really good lately because they just made money for the first time in the final quarter of a year last year, 2020. That's never happened before.
Oh, I know. Exactly right. But now what we're looking at, Captain, is a possible revamp of the postage rates, obviously, but this is going to eliminate, evidently, an entire tier of delivery service. That is to say, if you had, you're mailing a check to pay a bill, this kind of thing, it would usually take 1 to 2 days. But now that's going to become 3 to 5 days in terms of mailing off things of that nature, the first class letter, basically. Is that going to be better for the American people? I don't think so.
Well, nothing goes by plane anymore, and hold that thought, Kyle. Nothing goes by plane anymore. It all goes by truck. And all these bulk mail centers, for example, if I send a letter from here, it goes to Orlando, gets sorted, and then gets delivered back here if that's where it's going. Tell me that makes sense. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and
attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have fake rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, there's gold waiting in that thar windshield you got. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when you have your windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. And if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. So, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota and Port Charlotte and all the surrounding areas in between, make sure you check them out. Now, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, and the premium quality windshield you get, and that $100 cash back right in the palm of your hand when you tell them the captain sent you. So give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
That's it.
Right.
Okay. Now, Joe Biden let the cat out of the bag over the weekend. They're coming after your assault rifles and large magazine capacity. Let's see, anything more than, I think it's anything more than 10 rounds. They want them gone. They don't want anybody to have them. And they want the assault rifles gone. You know, those big, bad, ugly weapons that look like they might be military grade, but they're not.
Well, exactly, yeah. It's just that they look scary, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. And Biden is committed, he says, to gun restrictions, especially the assault rifles. And they also don't like gun shows. But I'm telling you right now, it's not the people at the gun shows, and it's not the guns. I don't see any problems at all when I'm there. They check people so close when they buy a weapon. And by the way, you can't just buy a weapon, pick it up, and walk out the door with it if you don't have a concealed carry permit. You have to wait while they check you out, while they vet you.
Well, exactly. But that, see, that's part of the narrative that's created by the left and by you know, people in the Biden administration who want to have a particular narrative that that guns are running rampant at gun shows, basically. But yet we don't really hear a lot, Captain, about the fact that guns do run rampant in the underworld, as it were. And a lot of criminals are getting their hands on guns. They don't go to a gun show.
Nope.
They don't go to a gun store.
Nope.
They don't get a permit. They just get a gun.
Yep.
And so it's a different approach that needs to be done here.
Go to New York. Go to Chicago. Go to Portland. Go to Seattle. Go to L.A. Want to buy a gun? Black market. They're there.
Well, sure. And especially when it comes to having the unfortunate event when somebody comes in and tries to shoot people, you know, you have to have, especially in the school system, you need to have the ability to protect the kids. Because, again, it's a criminal who wants to get a hold of a firearm is going to find a way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you can put that genie back in the bottle, per se. So this is, again, more political posturing, and it's simply to try to hurt people who are legitimate gun owners, who are responsible gun owners, who are safe gun owners, seems to be the wrong approach.
Now, we talked about the vaccines and the fact that a lot of them have been approved and they were in the process of being approved under Donald Trump. Now, another one, AstraZeneca, the COVID vaccine, was cleared for emergency use by the World Health Organization. That's going to help things out, too.
It will, and this is one of those times when, again, stories regarding the World Health Organization, you know, aren't so good, by the way, and whether or not we've got all the right information about COVID, origins of COVID, that kind of thing. But again, this idea from AstraZeneca to get more vaccine out there is a good one.
Yeah, and we'll see where all of that goes. Now, speaking of drugs, after a lengthy fentanyl battle, there was a Fox News report with Laura Logan. She was talking to a DEA special agent about the new problems facing the New England communities with fentanyl and other drugs that are finding their way there from wherever.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And one of those drugs is methamphetamine.
Yep.
And what we're finding out from this report, Laura Logan, we're finding out that China, there's some connection there as well in terms of the cartels partnering up with the Chinese to get the drugs into the United States.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yep.
And so, again, this is of utmost importance because, again, this is going to gets in the hands of young people, of kids, and it's completely unacceptable, and it's something that one would hope the DEA, obviously, but the Biden administration would put every single resource behind to stop.
Now, Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged the fact that he has differences with current new President Joe Biden, but he says he's confident that Joe Biden will call him and they'll resolve whatever differences are there so that they can get on with what they need to get on with.
Well, certainly. And again, see, this should transcend the, you know, Netanyahu's a conservative and Biden's a liberal, that kind of thing, because what's happening in the Middle East, Captain, and now with the Trump administration gone, the Biden administration in, every move that that we make in the Middle East is going to be amplified, I think. And honestly, I think it's a real disgrace that that the Biden administration has not, at least to my knowledge, really acknowledged the idea that Israel is our number one ally in the region. And I think that's not good.
Now, Texas conservative Attorney General Paxton is apparently getting the squeeze put on him pretty good by the left, the hard left, as he has now become a main target for them. They're trying as best they can to get him out of office or to certainly get him to back off with some of the things he's doing in Texas. But they've got a really good governor there, just like we do in Florida, Greg Abbott. And We've got our Attorney General here, Ashley Moody, and she's really good from the Tampa Bay area. So the governors and attorney generals, they usually work pretty close together, don't they?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Now, are you ready for a job tip of the day?
I sure am.
All right. For you drivers that are out there, and this is somebody that would like to drive, this is a job for you. For you drivers that are out there and you're looking for work, I saw this vehicle sitting about 50 feet away from me last week during the Super Bowl. It was right here every day for 4 or 5 days. But the Planters Peanut Company is now hiring peanutters. Yep, peanutters to drive that nutmobile that they have across the USA. Now, they've got a bunch of them, right, Kyle?
They do. They have several of the peanut mobiles, the nut mobiles, I should say. They're 26 feet long. They weigh about 13,000 pounds. And if you are chosen to be a peanutter, they're going to train you, evidently, according to the information, train you how to drive it and park it, which evidently does require training. But the deadline, we understand, Captain, is February the 19th. And so they can go to plantersnutmobile.com if you want to drive the plant the nutmobile.
Yeah, and that thing is kind of like a motel, like a mobile home on the inside, like a motorhome rather, and it's got a little place for them to sleep and whatnot. That's not where they stay when they stop for extended periods of time to set up a display. They go to a hotel and their expenses are paid, but that's what they were doing when they were here, because I saw the people dressed up, you know, with the planter's penis garb and all that stuff. And then, well, I actually saw Mr. Peanut. He climbed in and out of there without his big hat and all that stuff, because there wasn't quite enough room for him to scrunch down to get in there.
Yeah, you know, I was devastated when we thought Mr. Peanut was killed at that Super Bowl commercial, but along with everyone else, elated that he made his triumphant return.
Yeah, I saw him last week, so I know he's around.
Exactly.
Yep. So anyway, it is what it is. But if you want a job, what was the website again?
Oh, it's at plantersnutmobile.com, according to their tweet. Yeah.
Okay. Now, when we come back from the break, folks, we're going to talk about Don Jr., Donald Trump Jr., and he has really come out of the gate on fire here in the last couple of days, and with his dad being acquitted, which is no surprise, of the impeachment charge, and he is going to be a player in the game come 2022. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, but I can't wait myself, Kyle, to see what happens. What do you think?
Well, it will be very interesting to see. You know, back when Hillary Clinton lost to President Trump, I thought for sure she might try to set up some sort of grudge match 2020 or something, which never occurred, obviously. But they have some time here to do something similar with another Trump running for the high office.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Researchers have found a new batch of coronavirus variants in the United States that appear to have the same genetic mutation. The variants share a mutation to the gene that affects how the virus enters the human body. The study's authors say they're not yet sure if it makes the virus more contagious, but they fear that may be the case. Dr. Jonathan Reiner is the director of the cardiac cath lab at George Washington University Hospital, and he tells CNN that the recent discovery shows that the U.S. needs to put more effort into tracking possible variants.
Well, what this does show is that we really need to rebuild our genomic surveillance program and identify in real time when these variants emerge. And because the implication is eventually there'll be a variant that will evade testing and will evade our current vaccines. There's no evidence that these variants do that, but that's the concern going forward.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my telephone line. This portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, they're back and better than ever. They'll be back Saturday and Sunday in Largo at the Minreg Hall. That's M-I-N-N-R-E-G, Minreg Hall, which is in Largo. And to find out more and you get one of the advanced tickets to save you some money at the door, twoguysshows.com is a website. Go over there and print up one of the tickets, take it with you, and you save some money. Twoguysshows.com. Now, they're there Saturday from 9 to 5. They're there Sunday from 9 to 3. They will have the concealed carry class both days. I will be there Saturday from 10 to 2. The concealed carry class on Saturday starts at 2. On Sundays, it starts at 1. So, twoguysshows.com. Tell them the captain sent you. And I look forward to seeing you Saturday in Largo. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Don Jr. has gotten himself all fired up, and he's announced his next move, and he's kind of laying his eyeballs without making it sound like he's running for president, because I don't think he is, but he's calling Joe Biden his dream puppet, and he's saying, I told you so. Now, I'll explain. Because he is returning to the glare of the city lights to take on a new president with a tour, a newsletter, and direct messages to the MAGA nation. Now, that's to make America great again nation. And he definitely is sending all kinds of messages. I've been seeing them. Have you been watching them?
A little bit, yes. I do think that they find that, you know, they have a good position to make a lot of changes in the sense of,
yeah.
of in how politics yeah. proceeds here.
Now, let me tell everybody that's listening, they're not on Twitter anymore. They're not on Facebook, to my knowledge. But guess what? They're all over on Parler.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they've been. That's where they made their first move, was to Parler. And I started following them, and they started following me back. So that's a good relationship so far. That's how come I hear a lot of stuff. Now, fresh off his self-published bestseller, Liberal Privilege, Joe Biden and the Democrats' Defense of the Indefensible, Trump Jr. told the Washington Examiner that the reality is that pretty much no one out there has the ability to have the platform that I have to be able to get anything I want out there. Now, the book centers on the Hunter Biden scandal and other scandalous Biden family financing, as well as campaign promises that Trump Jr. says that Biden has already failed to live up to. The reality is, I could rename the book I Told You So.
Right. Well, exactly right. And just as we've been watching this, and of course, a lot of the news cycles have been taken over by the impeachment and all the Trump stuff, basically. So a lot of these things that Biden has said or done have sort of not really been followed a lot, I think, by many across the highways and byways. But all that's going to change because the Trump thing has to die down at some point, and then what are the news media going to do? You know, and people are going to start realizing, oh, my goodness, Joe Biden signed what executive order?
Well, here's where the hint comes from Don Trump Jr. He says, politics allowed me to actually be who I was more than the guy in a boardroom in New York City. It's the guy who I was on the weekends. I was acting per se when I put on a suit to be in the boardroom. You know, I actually understand the base because I live with the base. They are my friends. These are my people. And he says, by the way, we're more popular with the base now than we ever were on Election Day, I think because they realize how bad it is. They realize the tech censorship, and we talked about that extensively. They realize also that the lies the media have told them, and they don't want to hear it anymore. And then when he talks about Joe Biden, he says he's the puppet of the radical left. He's their dream guy because they know he'll sign whatever they put in front of him, and he doesn't even know the difference. So it sounds like he's lining up something.
Well, exactly. But, you know, Captain, through that quote, you just hit upon, I think, the main issue that Democrats have with somebody like Donald Trump or somebody even like Don Trump Jr. is the idea that they're relatable to the voters. The voters understand that they're genuine about what they're talking about or what they're saying. And they can't manufacture that over with the Democrat Party elite. They'd give their eye teeth to manufacture something like that. And so that's really what scares them, is a candidate that can actually relate to the voter.
Now, for the people that are out there expecting Donald Trump to run in 2024, let me just tell you that Elon Musk threw a monkey wrench into the works that none of us were expecting to hear. And you and I talked about it, I believe, on the Monday show, if not the Saturday show. Elon Musk wants to sit down with Donald Trump to form a media company.
Well, see, that is a very, very powerful thing because we've seen the power of the mainstream media. We've seen the power of Newsmax, for example, in sort of an opposite of that. So, again, anything that could bring that kind of star power and those kinds of resources in order to have a different story, a different narrative be told, would be incredibly powerful.
That's true. And it would make Donald Trump the Republican kingmaker with, let's say, the Trump Media Company or the Trump News Network or the Trump Conservative News Network, something like that.
Well, exactly right. Because, again, we're going to see, Captain, I think, you know, these other news networks, a couple of them especially, they really are going to have a lot of problems when this daily story isn't Donald Trump this or Donald Trump that.
Well, CNN is hanging by a financial thread and could wind up declaring bankruptcy any day. MSNBC is in the same boat. They are trying to sell MSNBC. By they, I mean their owners. They're trying to sell MSNBC. If I was Donald Trump, And I knew that they were in financial trouble. I would get him and Musk together and offer him whatever amount of money, take it over, rename it the, let's see, instead of MSNBC, it would be the Trump Conservative Meet News Network. Okay, TCNN.
There you go, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would again, it would, see, one of the things that's missing in our society right now is a real balance. And it's not the way that they're trying to make it. Well, all the Republicans are just people who want to storm the Capitol building or some other ridiculous stuff like that. Because most Republicans, I'd say 99.99999%, never want to do that kind of thing. But it is absolutely important that there is a balance, because otherwise, Captain, you just have what we call the one party system or one point of view, and that's not how we get to this.
Laura Trump is from North Carolina. She's a North Carolina girl. And Richard Burr, Senator Richard Burr, who was just censured for his vote against Donald Trump, because he didn't really care because he is retiring. He's not going to run again for re-election. Laura Trump is being rumored to be the leader in the clubhouse, and that she might almost, and by the way, Senator Lindsey Graham said, well, it's almost certain she's going to be a nominee for the Senate seat in North Carolina to replace him if she runs, and I would certainly be behind her because I think she represents the future of the Republican Party.
Well, and you know,
wham.
Right, and the future of the Republican Party, Captain, has been something Donald Trump started. Whether or not Donald Trump's in the mix, a candidate for anything, that's a different deal, but what Donald Trump started, Captain, was this idea that a lot of working people are coming to the Republican Party. They're leaving the walk-away movement from the Democrat Party. The Democrats don't know how to fix that other than to continue to tighten their grip into just sort of an authoritarian structure, because they're realizing that what they're selling, the working people of this country aren't buying anymore.
No, and the answer is not, we're going to get you good-paying union jobs. We're going to get you high-paying union jobs. Okay, a solar panel worker is going to make as much as somebody on the Keystone XL pipeline. No freaking way.
Well, that's right, and John Kerry can say all he wants that one of the fastest-growing jobs pre-COVID was solar panel technician, but what you just said, Captain, was so very important. You know, it's not even close from what we understand of what they're making already and the highly skilled nature of the job to work on the Keystone XL pipeline.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do right now. I'll go out on a limb and I'll say, first of all, John Kerry is a moron.
Okay, right.
Number one. And number two, and by the way, when he stands up there with that look on his face, doesn't he look like Lurch?
All
I can think of is, you're right.
Well,
he stands there with that droop.
Well, he's just happy that he's got a thing where people are having to listen to him.
So he can fly around in his jet. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with a Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. We certainly do appreciate you. By the way, she was the first traffic reporter in a helicopter in New York City for the old Howard Stern morning show. Alrighty, and let's get started here. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And oh, by the way, join the Drivers Club so you can save and get points on the food that you buy, the fuel that you buy, the supplies you get in the store. And here we go.
Yeah.
That's the Satellite Blues, and of course that is AC/DC, in case you were wondering, but there was no wondering on the part of Kyle, because you knew what that was.
Absolutely.
All righty, well, here we go. We got to get going, because we got so much weather to talk about again. Listen, folks, a major winter storm is impacting the Northeast right now from Chicago east, and another winter storm is going to move up into the southern U.S. right behind this one, and I'm telling you right now, this massive winter storm moving across the Ohio Valley into the Northeast is bringing lots of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. You can expect significant travel disruptions and power outages. Another winter storm is going to move into the south central U.S., bringing another round of snow and ice. Arctic air with frigid temperatures and dangerous wind chills is going to persist over the next several days over the central third of the U.S. and way up in the northern part of the U.S., Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Michigan, northern New York. You don't even want to know what the wind chill is. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We do have high wind warnings out in Southern California tonight coming across I-10, the Palm Springs area. That's also in the Joshua Tree National Park area. Be very careful with that. That same wind warning will extend in the Barstow area where I-40 meets I-15. So if you're on your way to Las Vegas or coming back from Las Vegas into the Southern California area, you're still going to have those high winds in the Apple Valley area as you come down Interstate 15. We do have a wind advisory in Central California. Also, as you head up Interstate 5, also up in Oregon, we've got a wind advisory there as well. That'll turn into a winter weather advisory up in the Bend, Oregon area as you travel up east of the I-5 interstate. Up in Seattle and also in Portland, looks like they're going to have a respite from the rain on Wednesday, but then several days of rain following that with the new storm system there that's going to be generating that. Over at 4th of July Pass tonight, we do have snow on the road, and look for more snow accumulation because that entire area is under a winter storm warning right now. Winter weather advisory in Montana near Helena. And then also, Captain, down in Utah, significant winter storm warning along I-15.
All right. Well, we've got a system, Colorado south down into New Mexico and the eastern part, northeastern part of Arizona, but it's been developing for the last day or so. It's going to push across behind what's already in the south and just make things a lot worse. So let's start with the frigid temperatures, first of all. Wind chill factor 25, 35, 40, plus below zero. North Dakota, northeastern Montana, northern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, northern Michigan, northern New York, and then that zero to below zero stuff with the wind chill goes all the way down into the panhandle of Oklahoma, Amarillo, Texas, on down to Lubbock, Texas, over into Tennessee, down into the northern part of, Mississippi and Georgia as well. So be advised of that, and Alabama, I might add. Now, I-40. Winter storm warning across I-40, Oklahoma east over to Arkansas to the Mississippi River. All the rest south down into Texas, down into the Metroplex, and down towards San Antonio. I-20 from Houston, I-10 from Houston across to San Antonio. You got a winter storm warning. Also up on I-20 coming east out of Dallas all the way over into Louisiana, the Mississippi line. You've got general snow, cold weather, freezing rain, sleet, mixture. As far south as you go down to the Gulf, you'll find something. The roads are slippery. The bridges are icing over. Temperatures at or right at freezing or below freezing. So it's going to be icy for you. Be careful. Now, I-80, I-90, I-94, I-75, I-81, I-87, I-77, I-73, I-91, I-95, I-93. All those roads are in effect and have some sort of winter storm warning or freezing rain warning on them, every single one of them. That includes Maine, that includes Vermont, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, all of New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland. The mountains of Maryland are very treacherous tonight because you got a mixture of snow and freezing rain, and some severe weather is now starting to leave the coastline along North Carolina right there on the Virginia border, so that's going away too. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, my man.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, and the weather is just really miserable again, second night in a row, can't do nothing about it. Okay, to the phone lines we go, and we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you see the pre-planned, now, we heard it was an impromptu thing. I heard Handy go, oh, it was impromptu, they just showed up. No, they didn't. This has been talked about for the last 2 weeks on the Internet. They were going to have this big rally for President Trump, and they did, and it was great to see several thousand people down there.
I did. I saw several videos.
Yep, and one of my good friends, George the Godfather, who may be listening to me right now, was down there with that group. He went down with his motorcycle guys. Let's see, what is it, Trump 45 or something like that? I forgot what it is, but anyway, he's got... There's two or three different groups, but he's Trump 45. And he went down there with his motorcycle group, and they were down there. A lot of great things going on. And Donald Trump came out and surprised him, drove by.
Yeah, I think he was coming off the golf course when that happened.
Yeah, yeah, but it's good. I mean, it's nice to see that. They wanted several thousand. And by the way, these people came from all across the USA, and the group that was behind that was Right Side Broadcasting. You ever heard of them?
Sure.
Yep, they were the ones that organized that and got it out there and made mention of it, and that's where it got publicized to the people around the country that wanted to show up. And like I say, they had several thousand down there. It wasn't just a few hundred or whatnot. That it was great to see. The mainstream media, per se, really didn't say anything, but One American News, Newsmax, and Fox covered it pretty good.
Correct.
Yep. So... Donald Trump Jr. is on fire. He's talking about maybe getting his feet wet. Not for president, though.
Well,
it'd be something different.
No. Yeah, exactly. We shall see.
Yeah. And when we come back, folks, we are going to talk about Governor Cuomo, who has really stepped in it. And I'm going to tell you a little secret, folks. The people in New York, including the Democrats, are not buying what he's selling. And Denise, I know you know where I'm going with this, because I was talking to Democrats last night that are up in New York. They're friends of mine, longtime friends, and they said they know that Cuomo lied about this, and they believe that they've got him. They've got him. So hang on. We're coming back, folks. Captain America Third Watch. And Cuomo admitted that the nursing home data delay was a mistake, creating a void for conspiracy theories. And by the way, it might have been the plumber. It might have been the cable guy that gave him the COVID. Oh, gosh. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.